Ender's Game. Given the success of this film, it's not likely to end here, and that's a good thing, both for fans of the book and moviegoers.
When the aliens first invaded, they nearly destroyed us. They will be back. There's greatness in you, Ender. The world needs you. You were bred for this. You see things in a way we can't. You alone can understand the enemy. You will be the one to save mankind.
Unless we act now, Earth will be annihilated.
We're out of time.
He's not ready.
You're never ready. Go when you're ready.
Track them from below the ice. Shoot straight. Stay calm. Here we go.
Fire!
Ender's Game, based on the classic science fiction novel by Orson Scott Card. In the future, Earth has survived a major war with an insect-like race, and they're afraid that these creatures are going to launch a major new attack. And they're getting ready for it by recruiting exceptional young people that have to think brilliantly and militaristically and be able to be both thinkers and people of action. A promising recruit is a young boy, about 14, called Ender. Ender's got his own hang-ups. His brother washed out of the program, and so did his sister for different reasons. The brother was too much of a jerk, and the sister was too sensitive. But Ender is just right, and he's recruited by Harrison Ford. Basically, he's being groomed for command of everybody for this major battle. And so he's got to go through all the training, you know, war games and battles and how he gets along with the other members of the crew. Despite serious difficulties, he's coming through these programs as the last best hope for mankind against these creatures. And so the question is, will he make it all the way through? And if he does make it through the training, will he make it so he can defeat these creatures? And there's one last major war game battle simulation against these creatures where everything he's learned and everything he's been made into, Ender has to bring to bear to win this war game.
I actually liked the film. And Harrison Ford I had a real problem with. Turns out he's like an asshole at the end. I never really got that from his performance throughout the film. He was never really that big a jerk, but you could tell he was trying to portray a jerk.
For me anyway, Harrison Ford had like three modes of acting here. Occasionally, he would drift into Branch Rickey territory and was like, we're fighting a war here. Other times, he was pretty good, actually, at other times. But then a lot of the times, he would just be sitting there in his military overalls, and he looked like some kind of tired janitor to me. So his performance for me was a plus and a minus. And one last thing, we have all these scenes between Harrison Ford and Viola Davis, and they're arguing about the kid and what they're pushing him to do and all that. I just thought all those scenes were so on the nose and kind of insultingly obvious that I just thought the film would have been a lot better without them.
Harrison Ford, he's a limited actor, but I think he's pushing it to the limit, so he's pretty much a positive in this one. I think he looks fine. Ben Kingsley, terrific as this legendary hero of the first war. The True Grit girl.
Hayley Stansfield.
Usually, I hate manning up women, but she played it just beautifully. I mean, just beautifully. An exceptional girl who's just in this program has some of the same problems Ender has, in addition to the fact that she's a girl. Very nice performance and a very touching character, I thought.
No, I had no problems with the acting. Directing was good, acting was good, writing was good. So I enjoyed the film. I really did enjoy it.
I loved the film. I loved it. I'm a huge fan of the book. I love the book. So I knew what the twist was in the film. That said, it was just totally hard-ass. The movies that I'm complimenting recently are the ones that do things that you haven't seen in a while. Basic Humanity in About Time and, you know, like I said, a corporate good guy in a hijacking a Danish film. And in this case, they didn't water it down. It was just, this is the mess we're in, and you're the only one who can solve it. Is it going to kill your humanity? identity? Maybe. As it turns out, it does not. He's got to do a really terrible, hard job and yet keep his humanity. And that's what the movie's all about. The epilogue, which is set up during the movie, it doesn't come out of nowhere, is very touching, and it really, really got me.
I didn't know, but just by the amount of time that had passed, I came around to the fact that the final simulation was the final battle. So I didn't have any problem with that. The problem I had was the film, for me, did not set up the alien invaders as either being evil enough or maybe not as evil as we think they are to make it pay off for me. So the ending seems like it has to work this way. Yay, we killed the evil aliens, and then we find out, oh, they're not quite so evil, so we're going to do something to preserve this one last remaining alien and keep the race. I hadn't been set up for either one of those reactions, so after the big reveal, I couldn't get involved with the movie past that point. Again, I don't know. I mean, to me, it would have been more satisfying if I had really hated the aliens and then had to like them, or I felt all along, let's be more reasonable and take another course of action.
But that makes it real. There's your moment of ambiguity that works. Is Earth on the right side of it? And, you know, it's questionable.
I thought it was successful. I know you didn't like it, but for some reason, I thought it was successful in turning humans into the invaders, you know, and the invaders into the humans, so to speak. Yeah. You know, I didn't mind that. I bought it all the way.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I just didn't feel set up for it. It really felt out of left field. I felt they were shifting gears and trying to earn something they hadn't really set up. And just on a science fiction level, because a lot of films have this problem, and so it annoyed me a little here too, but not that much. But it's like, as presented in the movie, Ben Kingsley saves everybody by making this maneuver, which, in my opinion, should be called the Independence Day maneuver, which is you fly your ship into the mothership, you blow that ship up, and then all the other ships can't control themselves, which brings me around to, I know because we're making these films and we're humans, we want to go rah, rah, rah for individuality. We're always fighting these aliens with the hive mentality, you know? Jesus, if we ever come up against a race of individuals, we haven't got a chance in hell.
But I think this movie was carried totally by the kid because everything... He's a sensitive kid who feels unwanted by his family, and yet every decision he makes, there's no second thoughts about any decision he makes, which is why he's the leader, you know, and he really comes across as a kid who just, this is what I'm going to do, this is my decision, no second thoughts about it, and this is the way it's going to be. The movie was enjoyable completely because of the lead to me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, without him, you don't have a movie, that's for sure. Ender's like, he's the odd man out, and he has to keep trying to find a way to fit in with his comrades, and how to lead them and learn all those kind of different skills. And I thought that was all fine. Really, two-thirds of the film, I really liked that the special effects were great. I mean, we're at that point where it's hard to, if you think about it, hard to believe you're seeing what you're seeing. I mean, one moment I liked was there's a time where Ender kind of gets his misfit squad to lead, right? And he's talking to kind of the adult sergeant guy who runs things, and he goes, you know, how can I get them to follow me? And then without saying anything, the sergeant salutes him. So, I mean, I like those kind of moments where it's not a lot of dialogue, and it's simple and it's genuinely moving.
I love the sergeant. I love the sergeant.
I think it's definitely worth seeing. But for me, it had a few big dings.
Yeah, I loved every minute of it. I had just had a great time. It's a lovely movie. Well done.